This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. They were on my show back in May of 2018. We're talking about PCT Limited. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. And with us today, we're very lucky to have him, is the Senior Managing Director in charge of medical technology, Marty Paris. Marty, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. PCT Limited is a company that came about several years ago as a technology company that was it's heavy into hypochlorous acid. So we do have a division that works in citrus and oil and gas. And we also have a medical services division, which I'm actually responsible for, and that is bringing that product to the market.
I want to talk today. I asked you to come on the show because, you know, you guys got done with beta trials. You're starting to increase production and capacity with your flagship product. Introduce your flagship product to us, and how did that technology come about?
The Initolizer system basically is an on-site generation system that makes hypochlorous acid on-site. And for those that don't know hypochlorous acid, it basically is the same thing that our human body uses to fight infection. We take salt water, basically a brine solution, we run it through an electrolytic cell, and we convert it to hypochlorous acid. And the byproduct is sodium hydroxide, which is a natural surfactant, which is a great cleaning agent to be able to remove soil loads. So basically what we're doing very differently is the technology that exists today, the patent that was issued to us last year that we are now exposing to the market, came about. I've been working on hypochlorous acid since about 2010 when I had a group of guys come to me that presented the product and they had a technology problem. And the reason hypochlorous acid is different is because it doesn't fit the standard distribution model. It's not something that you can put in a bottle and put it on a shelf, much like a bleach, which you would then dilute. It needs to be used within a certain time frame. So I started working on the system to come up with an RFID tracking system that allowed us to electronically serial code the bottles with an expiration date, which actually gives us the ability to track the life cycle of the product, the useful life cycle. And then we also have a piece of technology that actually uses mobile technology that allows you to check into the room when you're cleaning it to make sure that the proper cleaning protocols are being done and that the fluid is in its most effective life cycle. So it's a turnkey system that goes into hospitals that allows us to produce these on site and to do a great job of eliminating infectious disease in hospitals.
There are so many problems that I hear on campus with hospitals having not clean facilities. You're saying this product is going to help prevent that. We're talking about $28 to $45 billion a year problem. How does your technology solve this problem?
Yeah, what you're referring to is HAIs and their healthcare-associated infections. And what we're finding in the hospital environment, we've been using products as long as we've been using things like lead paint and asbestos. I mean, we're using bleach-based products, quaternary ammonia products that really aren't that effective as far as getting killing the germs. The thing about hypochlorous acid is through a process called phagocytosis. The bacteria cell draws it in as a food source because it's neutral pH, and it destroys the cell from the inside, which means the germ can't become resistant to the kill method. So the reason hypochlorous acid is so effective is that it can be applied in areas with people in there. We do electrostatic spraying, which means we put a charge on the water droplet that it sticks to everything in the room. It allows for a complete clean, and there's no respiratory. You don't have to suit up. You don't have to ventilate the room. You can use this around humans. So basically what we're doing is we're bringing you a very effective tuberculocidal disinfectant that can be used more often, more effectively, and can be applied electrostatically.
You've been listening to Marty Paris. He is the Senior Managing Director in charge of medical technology with PCT Limited. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. I was reading about one of your press releases that you guys are just now starting to go into increasing production and capacity. Are you guys pre-rev now? And when do you think you're going to bring that to the marketplace?
Yeah, we started our first trial back in October of last year at UNC Hospital in North Carolina with excellent results. Our second location was SUNY in Brooklyn, downstate, which is in Brooklyn, New York. And we've got several more hospitals slated to be installed. So we're through the beta testing process into the actual rollout process. We do have systems in inventory ready to go. And, you know, we're really poised to take this thing and start to ramp it up.
And you guys are, like you said, you're through with the proof of concept phase. When do you think you will be in hospitals?
Well, we're currently in hospitals. So we are in, we're in UNC Hospital in Smithfield, North Carolina. We're going into a second facility of theirs in Clayton. We're in the process of doing an install at SUNY. Those are live installations. And we are in the process, we're in talks with several hospitals about actually going in and doing installations there as well.
And how do you plan on marketing this current product of your flagship product?
Right now, we have a direct sales force that we're going out and setting up strategic meetings. We also are working through distributor channels that are bringing our product to the market pretty quickly. The good news about our system is hypochlorous acid is known about, but we bring a unique advantage to the fact that our intellectual property allows us to be able to properly use the product in its life cycle. So, you know, 5 years ago, we would go out and explain this to some of the epidemiologists and the EBS directors in these facilities, and it almost sounded almost too good to be true. It certainly is a disruptive technology. You know, we're coming in from a completely different angle. And I like to tell people we're kind of like the Uber of the chemical business where, you know, you take Uber who came into the transportation business without any transportation vehicles whatsoever and really kind of changed the way the model is done. We're going to do the same thing with hospital disinfection. This approach to the market's never been done before. So we feel like, you know, being successful and ramping up is going to be just as good as our results. I think we'll get a lot of referrals. And just being out to go out and tell the story and the success that we're having.
You know, this problem is anywhere from a $20 billion to a $45 billion problem. What's the competition like and penetration of the market? Maybe you can bring us up to speed on that.
Yeah, you know, the big thing about HAIs is the insurance companies were covering that for a while, but there's been new legislation that's coming around that basically, if you go into a hospital facility and you get stick with something they didn't go in with, it becomes a hospital problem. And, you know, the CDC talks about the yearly problem that the hospitals spend. So we see our technology really not only as a replacement technology to a better way to disinfect, but also by reducing liabilities in those hospitals because the reporting system and the accountability that it brings forth, that we think we're going to save them money, not only liability insurance, but also the fact that they'll have less HAIs if not eliminate HAIs. So it's there's a big return on investment for the hospital. So we look forward to taking you know, a bite at that $28 to $45 billion problem because we have a very effective solution.
Marty, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. In retrospect, if you will, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, you know, new disruptive technologies in the marketplace is a great way to get into technology because there's new technologies that are coming forth into the market, publicly traded. You know, smaller companies they kind of have a modest beginning. But technology innovates very quickly, and with the right management team and people that know how to deploy cutting-edge technology, you know, it's a great time in the world to get involved with technology because there's just new things that are being developed that allow things to be done that haven't been able to be done in history. So great time to get into that sector.
For my listeners, if you're looking for a new technology company, look no further than PCT. Their stock price is around 44 cents a share. Their market cap's $19 million, and they're getting ready to penetrate a $20 to $45 billion industry. Marty, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, I thank you for your time, and would be glad to answer any questions if we ever want to talk in the future, but I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about our technology.
There you have it. PCT, take a look at it. Undervalued. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL. Thanks, Marty, for your time.
Everett, thank you for yours.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.